Have you ever had a hard drive crash?
Yes.
My hard drive failed this past week.
You had a backup though, right?
Failed. No, I didn't have a backup, but that's me. In my scenario, I didn't need a backup because I don't store anything on my hard drive.
Oh, okay. Right.
So I'm okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When my hard drive failed, there was no backup.
Oh.
There was like 7 years of photos.
See, my life is about central management of data. So like, this is how I'm able to use like a Pinebook Pro to do video editing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We talked about that last week.
I'm remoted in through a VPN connection to a massive server that has iSCSI access to massive storage.
Right.
So I don't need any kind of storage on my devices. So when my hard drive failed, it didn't take any of my data with it. It just was a bit of an inconvenience. I had to put in a new drive and get back up and running, get everything reinstalled. But what was a little frightening about this particular failure that I have never encountered in my entire career as a computer technician in my entire life is that when I walked in to my office, there was a stench of melted electronics.
Oh, no.
Oh.
I don't have very good photos, but what I have, I will give you. My hard drive caught on fire overnight.
Oh.
Yes. So within the chassis of my computer, which is like an aluminum case, there was a fire.
Wow.
Yeah. So when you think about, so then I'm thinking, oh my goodness, all the time. I've never seen this happen before ever.
Wow.
And there's nothing that I have ever done that should have caused that. There's no, there's nothing that I did to do that. There's
there was no dust buildup.
No, the computer is perfectly clean under my desk and is never moved. It's statically set up and it just was. It was a cheap SSD, I think, and it literally caught on fire inside the chassis. So the fire was contained. The computer was okay, thankfully, but stunk like a beast.
No doubt.
For about 3 days. But the drive itself was
so
baked.
Did you contact?
No. No, I replaced it with a good Kingston hard drive.
Yeah,
SSD.
Of course you did.
Yeah, I did. And reinstall my stuff and, you know, I'm back up and running in a few hours.
Like, how come you didn't do this the first time?
But it really did make me think about all those times that I've thought about doing, like, wooden builds.
Yeah.
You know, like, maybe.
Not a good idea.
It was a really good thing that my computer chassis was made of aluminum.
Yes.
Maybe that, and fairly airtight to the point where not a whole lot of oxygen can get in once it's expelled.
Right.
Yeah.
So, like, the burning didn't affect any of the other components?
No, because it was in the drive tray. So it was contained within the tray. So the tray itself actually had some plastic components as well. Yep. Those plastic components melted and dripped down.
Wow.
But the...
So it wasn't like a flash burn. It was like...
No, it was a fire. It was a fire inside the case of the hard drive. Yeah. The SSD. It was
And that's the crazy part is that it's an SSD. Like I could see that maybe with, you know, traditional hard drive with like moving parts, but an SSD to catch fire.
I would be really proud if it was like a moving parts thing. Like I worked that beast so hard. I got it up to 15 billion RPM.
That's right.
And then poof. Wow. No, but it must've burnt for a while. It was pretty bad. So
did you get alerts or did you like what?
Nah, this is just my desktop computer. I didn't have NEMS running. Monitoring on it or anything like that. However, because the board, it did make me think, because the motherboard has USB ports on the motherboard.
Yeah.
I think I might put a temper device in my computer chassis.
Mm-hmm.
And a temper device is like a USB thermal sensor.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a humidity sensor.
An episode with one of
those. We did.
Yeah. So do that.
So please. Imagine putting that in.
Yeah.
And then I could have gotten an alert from NEMS Linux that said, hey, your computer is 140 degrees Celsius.
And would you have been like, oh,
that's
must
weird.
Be a mistake.
Gotta check the programming.
That would have been a little bit of a strange alert for sure.
Yeah.
However, you can trust NEMS that the data is accurate. So
then you would have gone to see it in action, brought some marshmallows.
Yeah.
But thankfully, it was contained because that could have impacted the entire office.
Yeah, but doesn't it make you think about like all these like builds that I'm doing and some of them made of cardboard?
Yeah.
So I'm really kind of rethinking the materials that I use for my builds. And you know, I think about KKSB cases for single board computers and how they're like solid steel,
mm-hmm.
bent and fabricated steel. And that just says quality to me. And like, yeah. that's going to protect me in event of like a short circuit or something like that. I don't know what happened to the drive. It was like an internal thing.
I've never had a hard drive catch fire.
Never.
I've had power supplies.
I haven't, I've never had a fire like that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It was the computer that I built, I don't know, 4 years ago. 6 months in, all of a sudden I'm like, what is that smell?
Yeah.
And then I went down to the computer and I realized
I've burnt capacitors and stuff.
It smoked that.
Sure. But I've burnt capacitors. I've had things burst.
Yeah.
But I'm talking this caught on fire. Like literally.
I wish
not from heat. This was like a short circuit in the power lines or something within the drive. Crazy stuff. So I mean, hey, I've never seen it happen before. But now I know it could happen.
Yeah, now it's scary.
Could it really? It actually did happen to Robbie.
What are the stats, I wonder?
I think we should all try to simulate it. Make it happen. Boy,
I wonder if there's there is some data as to what could cause an SSD to light on fire.
What's on the inside of an SSD?
Don't think it's a very common thing.
What's on the inside of it? What is the
You've got a PCB circuit board with memory modules, essentially, and some resistors and all kinds of little circuits and stuff. But so something
moved.
In there, no,
yeah,
and there's no moving parts. And so something in there short circuited, I think, and maybe like 12 volt hit something else and decided to explode and catch fire. I don't know.
What's interesting is that it happened when you weren't in the office. Because if it happened while you were in the office, it might have taken a while for you to figure out.
I might have been like, okay, my computer's on fire. Like, because you would have smelled it. It was brutal. Yeah.
You might have ruined your computer with like a fire extinguisher at that point.
Maybe.
Yeah, it's probably good. Probably good that it happened when you weren't.
But an electrical fire contained within an aluminum box is hopefully pretty safe. But
the best of the bad scenario.
It was in one of my wooden chassis.
Perhaps not so good.
Not a good scenario.
Why do I smell charred hickory?